This is Brother Snatus with my 30th podcast recommendation. And this week, I'm recommending the International Internet Celebrity Big Fatty. Now, this program is the center of the LGBT podcast universe. If you want to know who's doing podcasts or who's listening to them and what's new, this is the show for you. Problem is, Big Fatty does 5 20-minute shows a week, and there just is not enough material to fill all of those shows. So he includes other things. Now, if you'd like to check him out, you can go over to BigFattyOnline.com. Now, include all that title because you may end up seeing something you don't want to see. Or you can subscribe to him on iTunes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Problem is, Big Fatty does 5 20-minute shows a week.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1156 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 3rd of July, 2012. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, we're going to explain the census again, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Hello, forgetfuls. Big Fatty, that's you, not them. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. Tuesday is going well. Y'all, and I guess I should say Tuesday. Because y'all, it is the last day of the first half of the short work week. Yes, Big Fatty. Because you know, in the U.S. of A., we'll be off on the 4th of July. Yes, Big Fatty. Is it always on the 4th? I believe it. I think it's one of those that rotates. But anyway, y'all had some comments. On the BFO, and y'all, I was expecting them. I was expecting comments when I got up on Monday morning, you know, with the big announcement of the census and everything. And y'all got up too, Monday morning, and y'all, there were indeed comments there, and y'all, they were about, Big Fatty, where's your little show? You didn't put, why is the little show not on? Y'all, I don't know what I fucking did wrong. But, y'all, I went to post the, and, y'all, I was so excited to record that little show. Y'all, I did it early on Sunday afternoon. And, y'all, I went to post it, and there was some sort of error, and so I went through and I redid it again. And, y'all, evidently, I forgot to attach the voice file to the post. And so, y'all, Oh, y'all, that is some beef roast and some green beans. Except that wasn't a very good burp. Oh, much better, Big Fatty. Let's see. But y'all evidently forgot to attach the files. So the lovely artwork that Miss Lauren had drawn and the explanation and all the links the explanation of how the census worked over there under the top of the heap, y'all, all of that was there, and there was no little show. So, y'all, I finally figured it out, and y'all, I got it all posted. Many of you may not have even known it was a late bloomer, y'all, a late bloomer. But, y'all, it was. So when you download the Tuesday little show, y'all, if you didn't get one on Monday, go back and get the Monday show also. Because, y'all, I'm going to go ahead right now and blame it on the full moon. Because, y'all, today, Tuesday, the 3rd of the 3rd of July, y'all, it is the full moon. And you know what that means. Yes, Big Fatty, it just brings out the crazies. And you know what else brings out the crazies? No, what?
In 80 zillion parts. podcast players across the whole wide earth. The BFO is counting on you, so stand up and prove your worth. To show us where we're going so that we can really know what's needed for the future of our favorite little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your BFO get equal potosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And all your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read aloud on the little show.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you can count on me.
And together we will see each other through. The BFO census, we're counting on you. The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Big Freddy, you're right. They're going to get tired of hearing that. It's just the third day of the month, and you've already played it twice. So, and y'all, we'll just going to put it out there. You know, it's census month, y'all. It's census month, and y'all, I had several comments about the census, and y'all, let me tell you about them right now. Y'all, I heard from old E. Pluribus Stone out there in the San Diegos, y'all. He said, Big Freddy, the last time you wore a 32-inch waist, was it on your hand like a glove when your gentleman caller stopped by? Big Freddy, that's vulgar. And then he says, I love the census music. Put me down for two. Y'all, I don't know what that means. No idea. And then, of course, you know, you such a nice email. Y'all, he has to finish it up with, P.S., your app crapped out on me three times. Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Stone, but y'all, I tried to respond to him, and his e-letter address crapped out on me. So I guess we're even. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. Y'all, I did get the completed long forms from three of the four number one fans, so we'll be telling you about them soon.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Now, y'all, I do want to just remind everyone that all the information on the BFO census is over at the BFO. Which, of course, is BigFattyOnline.com. You heard Brother Sinatus at the beginning of today's little show tell you what that was. Y'all, he did his podcast recommendation. Y'all, it was lovely that Big Fatty was the 30th one that he did. But, y'all, if you go over to the BFO over there on the right-hand side, the second box down, it says Top of the Heap. And, y'all, all you have to do is click on where it says BFO Census. And, y'all, it has all the information there on how to participate in the census. Now, y'all, if you want to receive the vulgar, and I do mean the vulgar long form of the census, y'all, send Big Fatty an e-letter. And, y'all, I will e-letter it to you. And y'all remember now the deadline for all of this, and y'all, this is for everyone on the face of the earth. Y'all, it is for Americans and all Mexicans, y'all. All Mexicans are encouraged to participate, y'all. But y'all, you felt, yes, Big Freddy, get it out. But y'all, and what I'm gonna do as the month progresses and people call in and say that they can Big Fatty can count on them, y'all, then I'll play some of those during the month so everyone knows who we can count on. Big Fatty, that's just a lovely, lovely idea, almost as lovely as this.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Don't know why.
Oh, you big bad.
G'day, big fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, and soon that word little is going to actually be correct because I've started the Neo-Paleolithic coal mining archaeologist, big fatty, no carbs, just eat meat 24 hours a day diet. But my question is, cue the music.
Big fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, big fatty?
Why do you call yourself big fatty, big fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we have a question on Ask Big Fatty today. And y'all, it is from that little Aussie battler, Scotty. Scotty?
So, what do you do when you go out for dinner? Because it's really hard to find at a restaurant something that is no carbs. Or even low carbs is extremely difficult. So, I'm only 4 days in, and I'm struggling already because I went out. Thanks, littleaussiebattler.net.
Yeah, Gussie. Scotty, it's an excellent question, and you'll figure it out, is all I can say. What you've done by realizing that it's hard to find something that's low carb or no carbs is you realize why everybody's so fat. Okay, you realize that all they're doing is putting carbs in you. And so, Scotty, I would say find you... I don't know what kind of food that you prefer to eat or anything, but, you know, like for instance, we went out Sunday evening for Miss Porter's birthday, and we went to the Outback Steakhouse. How appropriate that I'd be answering you after going to the Outback Steakhouse. But I had a 12-ounce portion of prime rib. It was delicious. And I had green beans instead of the baked potato. And I had the iceberg wedge with the blue cheese dressing and the bacon on it. Yes, Big Fatty! And Scotty, I will tell you, it is difficult, and you've just sometimes what I did when I was on the big trip to Florida, I would say to the waitress or to the waiter and say I am trying to eat low carb or no carb or low carb. What do you suggest? And see what they suggest, because I can assure you, you're not the first person to walk into a restaurant who is trying to do this. So, and sometimes they have good suggestions, and sometimes they just make idiotic suggestions. Big Fatty, you can say that again. And sometimes they make idiotic suggestions. Big Fatty.
I was relieved to hear you had a gentleman caller last week, but I see that now you are in a famine again, and you know that's not good, because if you're in a famine, I'm in a famine too. So if you don't have gentleman callers, I don't have Mr. Zed either, so I'm in a famine too. And you know what happens? I start dreaming of you, and there's inappropriate touching, so I don't know if it's a dream or a nightmare. Mr. Zed said it's a nightmare, but I don't know. It's maybe better than famine. That's not why I called. I have a question for Big Fatty. So, roll the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror. Big Fatty, how do you make a butt cake?
So, my question is, you're always talking about your spendings and the money you are saving, but when you're giving the money you save, you always exclude tax or include tax. So, what is it about this? Because I don't understand. Don't you pay tax, or is tax different for every estate you have. So that's my question. Why do you exclude tax in your savings when you are paying them anyway?
Y'all, that is that crazy...
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye! Y'all, that is that crazy Mexican. Y'all, that is the Hat M. And y'all, there appears to be two separate issues here. I'll tackle the second one first. Hat M, yes, every state has a different tax. Some states the taxes are very high, some states the taxes are very reasonable. And some states, well, like here in South Kakalaki, you pay different taxes based on what you're buying. It's like if you go to the grocery store, you don't pay food tax. For groceries, you only pay it for prepared foods, which is like you go to the McDonald's or something like that, and you know that's a prepared food, and that's when you pay the taxes. But for instance, the last bill from the Vons each, you know, I spent $24.27, but of that, only 36 cents of it was tax. Very small amount of tax, and I don't know what I bought that was prepared. But I evidently bought something that was prepared, and yes, it's different for each state, and it's different for different locales also. Big Fatty, don't say locale. They'll think you're talking about your diet. Everything's different, and trying to keep up with it is just crazy. It's just crazy. Now, y'all, I don't know if I heard Hat M correctly, because y'all, you know, it is a full moon, and you know, you hear crazy things. You hear crazy things, and y'all, especially, coming from a crazy Mexican. Y'all, it sounded to me like that Hat M and Mr. Zed only had inappropriate touching whenever Big Fatty had a gentleman caller. And y'all, I don't know if I heard that right or not. But I heard Hat M say that he had dreams about Big Fatty, and that Mr. Zed thought that they were nightmares. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm honored. I'm honored to be in the dreams of so many famous people. You know, I was in a dream of the Vons, yo, several years ago. And but y'all, I know you're having your Cheerios, and I don't want you to vomit. But and y'all, this is something else I just learned by listening to Hat M's most recent show. Y'all, I thought Hat M and Mr. Zed lived together. Evidently, this is not true. So I guess I'll have to tell my gentleman callers to get on a more regular schedule. Cause now I feel guilty. Now I feel guilty if I don't have a gentleman caller, knowing that Mr. Zed is not getting some booty. Big Fatty, so anyway, please forgive me, Mr. Zed. Okay, anyway. Dick, I see. Y'all, I still hadn't told you about the rest of the weekend. Y'all, I did talk to, speaking of batshit crazy, y'all, because it is the full moon. Y'all, I spoke to Miss Kathy Bacon via the e-letter today, and y'all, she has decided, and you know, because this is her contest, y'all, she has decided that every person that participates in the BFO census, that there will be an additional entry into the $100 contest. So y'all, maybe for the big 4th of July holiday, you can spot Big Fatty at a celebration, and y'all then go fill out the census. So what do you think of that, Brother Sinatus?
Problem is, Big Fatty does 5 20-minute shows a week.
Big Fatty, I think he's trying to tell you to shut it down.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 877-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.